Once again, good evening. And somebody back there we go. Okay, what happened to my agenda? I did have an agenda here. Okay, rules of the road. We're here tonight to determine whether or not the bylaws of the proposed Herman Neighborhood Council comply with the plan, or if there's any changes that need to be made to bring it into compliance, or if we as a commission believe that there are changes that should be made because they would better serve the community. We are not here to discuss whether or not Herman should be a neighborhood council. That is already a foregone conclusion. I imagine that the majority of people are here today for the question of exactly what size the Herman Neighborhood Council should be, that is the boundaries. I'm presuming that's what most of you are here for. I've got a whole lot of cards here. We're going to look at public comment, that is non-agenda items. In other words, we're not here to have you address boundaries, et cetera, during our public comments, which would be agenda item 4. If you want to talk about things, about the bylaws and such, that's item number 5. So during the general public comments, thank you very much. During the general public comments, you will be allowed 3 minutes per speaker. During the comments on agenda, we'll let this one dry out. During agenda item 5 and all other agenda items, we will allow 2 minutes for public comment. If you get up there and you're in agreement with everything that's already been said, and you don't want to just say it all over again, you can tell us that you're in full agreement with the prior speaker or the prior 10 speakers or whatever you want, okay? If you want to take up the entire 2 minutes and tell us how you feel, that's fine too. But if you feel that you can just say, hi, I agree with the prior speaker or the prior speakers on this, that's fine also. Okay. I don't see any items that have a CIS or a board resolution filed. Therefore, we'll move on from number 3 to number 4, which are general public comments. I have some cards. Anthony Manzano, public comment. Anthony? Yeah, this is item number number 4 you have on your card.
Between 4 and 5, you mentioned that
you're... Yes.
It's unclear on the agenda if
we... No, no. General public comments go to something that is not a specific agenda item. Okay. So do you want yours remarked?
Where is the size of the burden?
You're talking about number 5.
Okay, then I'm correct. Okay.
Okay, so number 5. Helen Chavez, you have a general public comment?
Yes, I do.
Come on up. Come on up. Yes, please.
Can you hear me? Okay, good. Hi, everyone. My name is Helen Chavez. I'm a proud Herman resident. I'm accompanied today by my husband, Miguel Gutierrez, who's also a proud resident. He's lived here for over 40 years, and when we got married about 5 years ago, I moved in. We're really enthusiastic and we're eager to be part of this neighborhood city council process. And one of the issues that we'd like to bring forward is that we've heard that there's efforts underway to privatize the tennis courts at Herman Park. That park serves as a hub, a huge hub to this community. And while we understand that the neighborhood council process is still in its formative stage, we believe that what we've heard that this would be very negative and detrimental to the community. So what we ask is that this be placed as a future agenda item for exploration, for discussion, and for debate at an upcoming meeting of the newly formed Herman Neighborhood Council. Thank you.
Thank you. For the record, show that at 20 minutes of 7, Maggie Dorit Quiroz arrived to join us. Hi.
Yeah, sorry, got stuck in the Dodger Stadium traffic.
With regards to? No, no, 5 has to do with the bylaws, which includes the boundaries. Ivan Spiegel, Ivan, all the way from Santa Monica.
Venice,
okay, I'm sorry, pretty close.
Please,
pretty close.
Not the same thing. Good evening, commissioners. First of all, congratulations to Herman on completing your application and becoming welcome to the family. So I have two issues now that some of this boundary adjustment stuff has brought back to the forefront again, and I'm going to ask you to please start thinking about agendizing these items. There are two in specific. One, if you remember back when we did the plan review several years ago, we spent a year toiling over adjusting the plan, making recommendations, and one of the items that kept coming up was the division of money. We talked about it then that there were some neighborhood councils that had over 100,000 stakeholders. There was some that had 20,000 stakeholders, and the equal division of money was probably not the best way to go about it. Now we have, and we said, well, let's wait and see what happens. Now we have a council that's way under, and I know they're legal. I'm not contesting any of that. But should a group that has 4,000 stakeholders get the same money for outreach as a group that has 100,000 stakeholders? So this needs to be looked at again. I'm not sure what the answer is. There were different ideas. So, Mr. Chair, I'm going to ask if you could maybe reconvene these plan groups and let's talk about this again. Yes? Okay. You heard me.
You're behind already.
Uh-oh. Okay. Number two. I attended the panel hearing for the Skid Row situation. To say that it was a fiasco, not the result, but the way the panel was conducted, the way they allowed the mob to rule them. I go back 7 years with this one. It started at Congress 7 years ago. We decided we needed a regional grievance procedure, and so far, this one was so bad that rightfully so, Dunn had to override the results of the panel because it was so off base, that went way out of their guidelines. And I know it was a tough choice for you, but I don't see as how you had any choice when they redefine electioneering as being in your home. That's crazy. I'm going to ask again if we can go back. We had many incarnations of the grievance procedure, how to make it work, that we can go back and look at this again, because now we're in a situation where we've all put in our bylaws, we're going to go along with Dunn's grievance procedure, but so far, obviously, it's not working right. So we're all left here again now with no way to deal with grievances. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, please, if you can put that on your agenda and start looking at that. Thank you.
Ivan, you might remember all those files I sent you.
I do.
That went all the way back to 2006.
I do.
Okay.
So, and it's still not right. We have to fix it again. So, if we could do that.
Thank you for the suggestion.
You got it.
General Jeff. Are you here?
I'm good.
Ah, come on up.
Thank you. Good evening, commissioners. My name is General Jeff. I am the chair of the Skid Row Neighborhood Council Formation Committee. We are here in solidarity with the Herman Formation Committee that has now become an official neighborhood council, and this is a proud moment because they're the first official subdivision community applicants that have become official. The more important reason why I'm here is on behalf of the Skid Row Neighborhood Council subdivision election of our own, which, as the previous speaker mentioned, went before a review panel of our three challenges, and they were upheld by a review panel. We are highly disappointed and highly upset at the disingenuous results at the so-called final determination from Dunn, because they went totally away from what their own email and subdivision election manual states in regards to the penalty phase. There's impossible for there to be three valid challenges and there to be zero reprimand, a zero penalty behind that. Instead, we, the successful applicants, the successful challengers, are the ones that got penalized, and they totally threw out everything. And the reason is why, when they say in their final determination letter that the main reason was because there wasn't enough supportive documentation, and therefore there's an automatic and then they threw it out. So, but on their subdivision election manual, it says that there are three levels of review. The first level is done. So if there wasn't enough supportive documentation, Dunn would have dismissed it immediately instead of kicking it up to the next levels of review. So we want this agendized. We think this needs to be reviewed. We need Bunk need to hold Dunn accountable, because in Skid Row, we've worked through this process a long time, and we come too far to just be, you know, glossed over or just thrown to the side and be disrespected by the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment. So we anticipate that we will, this matter will continue, and we're going to fight to the finish to have what's to wrong this right that happened to us. Thank you.
Is Catherine Reeder here? Catherine Reeder? I got that right? Ryder? I've got a card here. I'm going to presume that it's number 5 that she wants to speak on based on the comment. Didn't put an agenda item in, but I'm wrong, please let me know. I'm still on 4. Still on 4. No. And her card is one of the later cards because I had a... Okay. I don't see any further public comment. Moving on to item number 5. I'm figuring everything now is number 5. Okay, unless somebody tells me something different, I am presuming that all the rest of these cards are item number 5. 2. Okay, so we'll be here for a while. I hope everybody's comfortable. Now we'll get to Anthony Manzano. Anthony, where'd you go? He left? That doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. Okay, Elliot, I'm not sure.
Public comment?
What?
You didn't call her card.
Yeah. Whose card?
Can I do one more public comment?
This is on regular, general public comment.
Yeah. Did you fill out a card on public comment?
I did. What's your name?
Your name?
Catherine McNenny.
I show number 5 that you put down here for Skid Row Neighborhood Council?
Yeah.
Okay, Catherine, I will... change that back to number four, and you may speak with regards to Skid Row.
Sorry.
Are you taking public comment before the report?
No, I'm. Would you like to do it first? I'll be happy to do that. Okay, not a problem. Not a problem. Okay. Catherine, come on up.
Thank you for letting me speak. So my name is Catherine McNenney, and I was part of the Skid Row Neighborhood Council Formation Committee effort. And I'm here today. I'm also extremely disappointed. I came in late. I heard the tail end of General Jeff's comments. If Skid Row, the most disadvantaged, disempowered, neglected community in the entire, not only city of Los Angeles, state, probably nation, after two and a half, three years of organizing to create its own neighborhood council, and had been told by Dunn repeatedly that there would be no online voting, and we specifically said the folks in our community are low income, very low income and homeless, and do not have computer access. If a high-paid lobbyist could come in at the 11th hour and lobby the city to get done to change the game on us and allow online voting that absolutely disempowers our community because we don't have access, then this entire system is screwed up. And I am totally offended at the comments of Dunn saying, wait till next time. No. This all needs to be investigated thoroughly. What happened? How was Dunn? Because if it's all about pay to play, then Skid Row could never win, and this whole system is screwed up. Thank you.
Mr. President, in the agenda, it calls for public comment prior to the report, and some of us have other meetings that we have to attend. So if we can stay with the agenda, we'd appreciate it.
No, really doesn't. Really doesn't. Actually, the public comment can come at any time during the agenda item. Are there folks that have to leave?
I do.
And you are who, sir?
I'm Elliot Secular.
Hang on, Elliot. Oh, okay. You're right on top. Okay, why don't you give your comment if you have to leave?
Thank you very much,
2 minutes.
Mr. President. Yes, okay. My name is Elliot Secular. I was one of the organizers and a past vice president of the Arroyo Seco Neighborhood Council. As such, I can attest to the exacting process that when it went into the determination in our council boundaries at the time, the often bruising kind of discussions that helped define these neighborhoods. We agreed at the time, along with Bonk, to determine the boundaries of the neighborhoods in accordance with the neighborhoods as they are currently constituted. At the time, a lot of historical information was raised about tracts that had been drawn up in the 19th century, which are about as relevant, we think, as the fact that this territory all belonged to Mexico once upon a time. The area of Monterey Hills that is now being sought for annexation by Herman was never before in contention. And the people who were advancing this new proposal were at the table at the time these neighborhood council boundaries were drawn. We understand their motivation for this land grab in the light of plans for development of this area, but the nature of this process, which excludes the stakeholders of Monterey Hills from the process, is extraordinarily unfair. And the surreptitious method that the Herman Group chose in going about the process is borderline unethical. The stakeholders of Monterey Hills should be polled for their preference in making this decision. Thank you.
Okay, now I'm assuming then the remainder of you are willing to stick around with us through this whole process, okay? All right. Who is going to be representing Herman for a presentation? Okay. You have a slideshow here? No, that's not yours? Okay. All right. The proponents... Yes, it will. The proponents We'll have 15 minutes to present. That should be long enough, or would 10 do okay? Okay, we'll give you 15 minutes. Everybody have a speaker card in so that we know who it is? Okay, who's going to start? Somebody's going to start.
I'm going to start. Okay. Good evening, commissioners. My name is Wendy Reiser, and I am one of the Herman Neighborhood Council formation leaders. It is so exciting to finally get to welcome you to our very wonderful Herman community. I'd like to introduce you to the other Herman Neighborhood Council formation leaders. Andrea Moran, Lee Turner. Mark Legassi's not able to join us this evening. Nicole Mahalka-Fenlon and Joseph Reiser. We want you to know as we move forward this evening that there are members of the Arroyo Seco Neighborhood Council that have seemed to misunderstand our posted boundaries. This is understandably so because the ASNC board has never, never invited us to a single meeting to give our position and transparently answer questions. Not one. We were not invited or even notified when they took a vote of opposition to Herman subdividing. We were not invited or even notified at any of the 8 ASNC posted public meetings where they agendized discussion of Herman secession. Even though they'd been told by the city attorney not to do so, they were required to have both sides to present the issue. We were not invited or even notified at the recent LANC meeting where LANC took a position, again, without the ASNC or LANC inviting us to give our position and answer any questions. And most recently, we were not invited or even notified of the meeting where they voted to pass the community impact statement. So all their information and actions have been from only one side. And it's too bad because I think if we would have been allowed to be part of their discussions and their process, there wouldn't be this misinformation and confusion, and this could have been settled amicably. Moving forward, now for a little history about Herman. In 1902, the Free Methodist denomination, a very conservative, then separatist by nature church, purchased this empty, rather isolated area to build the Los Angeles Seminary. That's it right there. Pioneer families came from all across America to enroll their children, and soon small cottages were built. were built, and street names were named after revered men from the Free Methodist denomination, among which were the Reverend Charles Bond Eby, the Reverend Bishop George Whitefield Coleman, the Reverend Dr. John Wesley Redfield, and traveling evangelist Joseph Goodwin Terrell. Tonight, we've invited 4 children that have come from 1903 to tell you something about living here in Herman. Children, okay, I'm going to go right over here. Let's bring this.
It's fun to live here. There are only a few families here right now, but my parents say there's going to be a lot more families coming, and a lot with children. I like that. They're moving here to go to the new Free Methodist Seminary, just like me. It's going to be built right at the top of the hill. I just heard that the leaders in our new community are naming it Herman, after Mount Herman at the top of the Golan Heights in the Bible, because this is our promised land. One of the leaders that's in charge of starting our Los Angeles Seminary and getting Herman's property sold to other pioneer families is Reverend Charles Bond Eby. Reverend Eby was born in Illinois in 1847. In the Civil War, he was in the Union Army, just like his 4 older brothers. After he got married, his wife became very ill, and on account of her poor health, they moved out here so that our sunshine could help make her feel better. The Reverend is a preacher, which means he talks to lots of people from a stage, usually in a great big tent called a tabernacle. People here say that Reverend Eby is a man who brings things to pass.
My family lives here in Herman on Redfield Avenue, and my brother and I go to the brand new American school. One of the things my friends and I like to do is go up to the end of my street, then hike up to the Herman Hills and look for the bells that fall off of the sheep that graze on our hills. I'm making a collection, and when it rains, water comes out of the ground and at the top of our street and makes a stream right down the middle of the mud our street is made of. I wish we could fish in it. Our street was named to honor the Reverend Dr. John Wesley Redfield. He is not only a medical doctor, but he's also a preacher. He's also what's called a strong abolitionist. That means he's against all slavery, and he talks to people a lot about that to stir their conscience. He was a part of helping make the Free Methodist Church, and people say he is real feisty.
We just moved to a big new street in Herman named Coleman Avenue. We're living in a tent on our property while Papa and some helpers build our house. This is an important street because it goes right up to the Los Angeles Seminary. Our street is made of mud, and when it rains, my brother and I go to the top and slide all the way down. That's fun. Our street used to be named Roberts Avenue after the founder of the Free Methodist Church, Reverend Benjamin Titus Roberts. Now our street is named after Reverend George Whitefield Coleman, who was born in 1830 to thrifty farmers. They lived in the country, so they would be far removed from the temptatious and evil influences of the city. The Reverend became a Free Methodist pastor and then a bishop. The adults say that he's a man of unbending integrity. Intense conviction, courage, and determination. I like living in Herman on a street named after such an important, honored man.
My family just moved to Herman so that my sister and I could attend Los Angeles Seminary. My parents and us are building a house on Kendall Avenue. We like that the street is that we live on is named after Reverend Pastor William C. Kendall.
So now, fast forward 75 years from when Herman was founded in 1903. Los Angeles decides to build affordable housing on the grassy hillsides above historic Herman. They name the complex Monterey Hills, while Councilman Art Snyder quietly changes the name Herman Avenue to Via Marisol after a daughter. Crime, gangs, and police raids came to Herman, but slowly our community came together and said, enough. We worked closely with the LAPD, held quarterly safety meetings, usually attended by 50-plus neighbors. We held monthly cleanups for 13 years. that. And worked with the city to get over 100 trees planted here. We got the city to repair many of our crumbling sidewalks and won a city matching grant to create the beautiful Herman Monument side that gives us a happy sense of place. Community involvement and empowerment grew, and in 2011, neighbors began asking why we couldn't have our own neighborhood council with a more direct voice to city government. And that began our quest and journey to become the Herman Neighborhood Council. We're happy to answer any questions you might have about our history or growing empowerment. Thank you.
Thank you, and I should point out a couple of those kids are community interest stakeholders, although they're not able to vote yet. We wanted to real quick, even though the department hasn't made its hasn't issued its report verbally yet, they have put it out. We wanted to address a couple of things in the report that we want to clarify or in a couple of cases correct, or just detail with the specifics of it. And starting with the pages that you have in front of you, on the very first page in the background, you were told that prior to the April 8th election, the department met with members of our group and that a web page and website were created with information, including the subdivision application map, election manual, et cetera. That also included the amendments to the boundaries as we suggested them in order to be more accurate to our historical roots. That was created on February 8th, and those line-by-line amendments to the boundaries were available online for 2 full months before the election. So there's no question that that was available and in plain sight. Further on in the report, when they talk about the boundaries on page 6, you'll see the summary here, boundary of the Herman Neighborhood Council, and it states that the boundaries initially submitted were the same boundaries for Herman and the ASNC bylaws. I want to point out that that is not correct. The area that you'll hear a lot of discussion about tonight was the same. But the very last items, if you look at the two sides, it says ASNC bylaws, Herman bylaws, and you jump to page 7, you will see that the last three items on the ASNC side and the last four items on the Herman side dealing with Debs Park are very different. They are not the same, and they involve a difference of about a third of a large wilderness park, roughly 100-plus acres. That in the ASNC bylaws are considered a part of Herman. In the Herman bylaws, they're not. They're simply a shared area. Not a small issue to take up. Right below that, when we begin discussing the amendment request that we made, it says that that came to the board on January 26th. It was actually January 16th. Only 5 days after our application was accepted. So as quickly as we saw that there was something that needed to be corrected in the boundaries, we asked permission to send those to the department, then we sent those to the department. The same line states that this property is owned by the Community Development Agency, or in some case, or perhaps was. Less than half of it is actually owned by the Community Redevelopment Agency. The rest is private property. A big bulk of it belongs to a religious organization that's based here and has ties to the Herman Church through a land covenant. That's at 625 Coleman. That's not one of the addresses listed later on as part of that, but it's a major part of it. And this is a portion of a larger property, most of which is uncontestedly in Herman. Later on the same paragraph, it says that the department accepted the boundaries and that they placed them on, as I said, on February 8th. There was a very detailed line-by-line description of those boundaries with the highlights where it was changed. That was available along with every other attachment, every other portion of the application for anyone to see. And a map was made by the Bureau of Engineering, placed online 2 full weeks before the April 8th vote. It was not secret. It was the most prominent thing on the city website for the Herman subdivision. The map was the first thing you saw. The map was also placed on the registration table for everyone who voted. You had to see it because you handed your registration right across the table past it.
Excuse me. Thank you.
further, I did want to, there's a reference in a couple of places here, I don't have this exact one, there's a reference to open space, and I want to make sure that we're dealing with the same definition of open space. Open space is a very specific definition. It means something that has been legislated to remain open and undeveloped. Empty land that is owned by someone, whether it's the CRA, whether it's a religious organization, or some of the private, there are two or three lots in there that are already been sold by the CRA to private owners, that's not open space. Is that our time? Okay. Well, I hope that if there are additional questions, we'll be able to speak to you. We got the cute factor in, and that's important. So. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Liu, Commissioner Liu, General Manager Liu, who's going to give the department's report?
Gracie Liu, General Manager for the Department of Empowerment. Our neighbor and empowerment advocate, Thomas Sung, will be delivering the department report.
Thomas Sung
will be delivering the department report. Department of Neighbor Empowerment. This is the Board of Neighbor Commissioners.
Good evening, Commissioners and public. Tom Soon with the Department of Neighbor Empowerment, Neighbor Empowerment Advocates. We do have a department report that was submitted to the commissioners, and there's a record for a public review. So I just want to give you a little quick background of how we got to this place and the steps that our department went through. On September 27, 2016, that's when the subdivision policy was approved by City Council, and on December 19th, the Herman Neighbor Council Formation Committee submitted their application. We looked at that application, and that was approved. And as you see in Attachment A, there's a letter with a subdivision application letter submitted to that was sent out to the Herman Formation Committee, and also this letter was also sent out to the Rose Seckel Neighborhood Council. We decided that per the subdivision policy that after approval, you would need to do an election to decide whether or not you support yes or no for Herman to become their own official neighborhood council. Prior to this step, we decided that April 8th would be the election for this to determine this. Prior to this, we did meet with members of the Rose Seckel Neighborhood Council and also the Herman Neighborhood Council Formation Committee. We got together. We discussed some of the parameters. Who gets to vote? Is it going to be online? Or is it going to be self-affirmation? It was made known that we were going to be using the rules and the bylaws of the Rose Seckel Neighborhood Council to determine the voting age, and also who gets to vote. In this case, it was self-affirmation. And we also determined that at this meeting, as you see in the report, we determined that we're going to put together a Herman subdivision website that included information of the Herman election manual, the maps, the bylaws, the application, and so we will populate that. And then we decided to have three public town hall meetings on February 13th, March the 6th, and March 28th. March 28th, members of the Herman Neighbor Account Formation Committee, along with Rose Seckel, had an opportunity to present the pros and cons of whether or not Herman should become a neighbor council or not. So this brings us to April the 8th. We had an election from right here from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And out of 496 total ballots cast, there was 310 for yes in favor of forming the new Herman Neighborhood Council, and 186 voting no. This leads us to the next step, which was the certification. And this is here we are today for the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners to approve the bylaws of the Herman Neighborhood Council. So I'm going to go through briefly some of the highlight points of the bylaws of the Herman Neighborhood Council's bylaws. They define their definition of their stakeholder are individuals who live, work, or own property within the HCNC boundaries, or those who declare a stake in the neighborhood and as a state community interest stakeholder. defined as person who affirms a substantial and ongoing participation within the HCNC boundaries and who may be in a community organization such as, but not limited to, educational, nonprofit, or religious organizations. And also included this as part of the stakeholder definition. HCNC shall not discriminate any of its policies, recommendations, or actions against any individual or group on the basis of race, religion, color, creed, national origin, ancestry, sex, sexual orientation, age, disability, marital status, income, or political affiliation. The governance structure is 9 representatives, broken up into 3 district representatives, 4 community resource representatives, and 2 special interest representatives. Offices of the board, they have 3 officers of the HCNC, the chairperson, vice chairperson, and treasurer. Officers shall be elected by the seated board. Terms of office, officers shall serve a term of 1 year until the successors take office. And I'm just going to leave it there. Quorum, a minimum of 6 HCNC board members shall be required at HCNC meetings in order to transact board business. A majority vote of the board members present shall be sufficient to transact business unless otherwise stated in these bylaws. Official action, simple majority vote of the board members present, not including abstentions, shall be sufficient board business unless otherwise stated in these bylaws. Standing committees. The HCNC bylaws call for 3 standing committees, listed as follows. Interim Steering Committee, Outreach and Selection Committee, and Budget and Finance Committee. And lastly, elections. The HCNC elections will be conducted pursuant to any and all LA City ordinances, policies, and procedures pertaining to neighborhood council elections, taking into account any election procedures, options available to the neighborhood council, and stipulated by the vote of to the board. So those are some of the general organizational those are the organizational steps of the HCNC bylaws. As Mr. Reiser has alluded to, that when we first got the application, the bylaws were different than the ones that was submitted maybe a couple of weeks later on, which included a little 50-yard, and this is kind of one of the things you mentioned about boundaries, Commissioner Schaefer, is what we're discussing today, is that, Mario, if you can pull up, then on, there's a 50-swath area of land that's west of Via Colina that we're talking about that wasn't original, that was currently in the ASNC boundaries. Now, speaking, if you just go to the second map. It was also, so once he pulls it up, we'll show you. Now we received also word from the Rio Seco Neighborhood Council that this was a concern, that the original thought was that the Herman Neighborhood Council was taking both sides, the east and west borders of Via Colina, along with a 300-foot senior citizen location called Teleku. But in clarification with the Herman Neighborhood Council Formation Committee, Teleku, any stakeholder that's still with the Monterey Hills, in Monterey Hills, stays with Monterey Hills. So the area, which includes Teleku. Now, the area that, if we could pull it up, I could show you, is a 50-swath land. Took some pictures, too. 50-yard, right? What'd I say? Okay, I didn't know what the word swath meant until. Okay. Okay, go down to the next map. Yes. So, wait, got there. Perfect. Okay. Let's see here. So, commissioners, this green area right here is the Herman, and this area is the Monterey Hills area, which is part of the Rio Seco Neighborhood Council. The area that we're talking about here is this right here, Via Colina, right here. Right. So the original thinking was that Herman was going to take both sides of the Via Clina, like I said. But there's a, on the west, for sake of description, on the west side is what we're talking about here. Because everything here, Portola Terrace, this is all all part of Monterey Hills. So there's a 50-yard swath of open space in this area. So Mario, you want to show them? I took some pictures. You want to show the pictures? Thank you, Mario. Now, just for the record, as I drove this, it got a little confusing because you start from one end of Via Maricel, you end up at the next other end of Via Maricel. Okay, so commissioners, this side here is what was for description. So you know this is Via Clina. So the west side right here. So this is the area that we're talking about. The next picture, just keep going. Yeah, thanks. Same things. Okay, so this is, sorry, the pictures, I didn't know how to get in order, but the Cabrillo Villa, so this is the east side of the street, and this side is this is the Monterey Hills, where the stakeholders currently live, and this will not be affected, okay?
That will stay in Herman?
No, this is Monterey Hills.
Oh, Monterey.
I'm sorry. When I say east of Via, for that definition, when I say east of Via Clina, that's Monterey Hills. So this side, just some more pictures. We don't need to keep. So this is the west side of Via Clina. Okay, again. This one I cannot tell. So let's move on. Yeah, this is the west side again. So this is the east side, Portola Terrace. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, keep going. That's fine. So this is the east side. West side, I'm sorry. West side. West. Okay. And west side. West side. Yeah, so that's, I got out, and that's west side. Okay.
That's what he said.
So just to clarify, that's what's been proposed right now. Okay, so all the open space commissioners you see is, so you see a sign here. It says for sale, CRA land assets, sale properties owned by CRA land, and that's something that we were trying to figure out as a department, like who currently owns the land, given that the CRA is no longer, in existence there. So. Okay, so those are some of the pictures there. I'll end with this, commissioners. I know we have a long meeting, though. So that's what you have before you. And today we do have some recommendations for the commission that was revised as of today. So let me go ahead and read what we have for you. Because the Herman Neighborhood Council has satisfied the criteria to subdivide for the ASNC, the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment recommends that the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners take the following actions. If the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners approves including the CRA section of the land within the Herman Neighborhood Council, then find that because these boundaries follow the historic and contemporary community and neighborhood borders using the natural boundaries of street lines and are compact and contiguous, the Herman Neighborhood Council boundaries shall include the properties west of Via Clima listed as, and those are the address 623 East Coleman, 617 East Redfield, 4650 North Armour, and 4604 North Armour. If the Board of the Neighborhood Commissioners does not approve including the CRA section of the land within the Herman Neighborhood Council, they find that because these boundaries follow the historic and contemporary community and neighborhood borders using natural boundaries of street lines and are compact and contiguous, the Herman Neighborhood Council boundary should not include the properties west of Via Clina listed as I stated before, 632 East Coleman, 617 East Redfield, 4650 North Armour, and 4604 North Armour. Find that prior to the approval of the Herman Neighborhood Council bylaws, the following changes be made to these bylaws, commissioners. omit Article 5, Section 2B in its entirety as it is inconsistent with Article 3, Section 2C2 of the Plan for a Citywide System of Neighborhood Councils Plan, requiring that the decision-making power of the Neighborhood Council be vested in the Governing Board. Amend Section 3, Official Actions, to state a simple majority vote of the board members of the board representatives present, not including abstentions, shall be sufficient for the board to take action unless otherwise stated in these bylaws. All remaining language in Section 3 shall be omitted because it is inconsistent with Article 3, Section 2C2 of the plan, requiring that the decision-making power of the neighborhood council be vested in the governing board. Omit Article 7, Section 1, standing paragraph A, interim steering committee, instead authorize the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment, DUN, to conduct a special meeting within 90 days where, through selection process, the National Governing Board will be seated. Omit Article 7, Section 2, Ad Hoc Section A, Elections Committee in its entirety as it does not conform to the legal requirements of an ad hoc committee because non-board members may not be on an ad hoc committee. In addition, it is recommended that the election committee shall be allowed to the flexibility to change any eligibility requirements for participation at the standing rule level instead of the bylaws. Omit language in Article 8, Section 4, reconsideration language, and replace it with the language as written in Dunn Neighborhood Council bylaws template language of April 2011 under Article 8, Section 4, reconsideration to comport with the plan. Amend language in paragraph Article 11, grievance process, and replace with the following language. Stakeholders shall have the right to express and be heard regarding any grievance involving the board's failure to comply with the board rules, these bylaws, what's failures to comply with the city charters, the plan, local ordinances, and or state and federal law. The stakeholders must submit a grievance in writing to the department's website. An ad hoc committee shall consider the grievance. The ad hoc committee shall consist of three board members randomly selected by the vice chair from a list of established at the beginning of each year by board members willing to hear grievances. Ad hoc committees or recommendations must be heard by the board. Any grievance not resolved to the satisfaction of the grievant shall be referred to the Los Angeles City Regional Grievance Panels if, when created. This process is intended to be used only for grievance involved procedural disputes. Authorize the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment to amend language in Article 13 amendments and replace the language consistent with the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment Neighborhood Council bylaws template of April 2011. Authorize the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment to make any further necessary bylaw changes and amendments so that the bylaws are consistent with the charter, the plan, and the Los Angeles Administrative Code. Therefore, move that the Herman Neighborhood Council bylaws as amended above satisfy Los Angeles Administrative Code Section 22.819D and Article 3, Section 2 of the plan, making Herman Neighborhood Council the 97th Neighborhood Council in the City of Los Angeles. In addition, the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment recommends that the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners find that the Royal Seco Neighborhood Council's new board structure, eliminating the two Herman District seats and new boundaries, moving the area of Herman to be in compliance with Article 3, Section 2 of the plan for a citywide system of neighborhood councils. So thank you, Commissioners. One last thing regarding the Royal Seco Neighborhood Council. That's your agenda item number 6. So they did submit to us within 30 days per the subdivision policy new amended bylaws to change their board structure. So there's a couple of extra changes in addition to removing the two Herman seats. But we could talk about that in number 6 if you need to. That's it in my report. Thank you.
Any questions by commissioners? Commissioner Quiroz?
Commissioner Maggie Derry Quiroz, I have a question. I'm actually familiar with the area. I help open Fresco Community Market. Remember you're part of the dog park. One other question, because I know people are saying you guys didn't outreach. Since Monterey Hills is not so big, was there any point in time that you guys wanted to merge into one?
Oh, are you asking the?
That's outside of our purview here.
Oh, okay. Then no.
Okay.
Okay.
Any others? No questions. Tom, thank you very much.
Okay.
all night long. Thank my wife, she hates my staff. Okay, Judy Shane. Judy, are you here? Oh, yes. Sure, you can get a cookie. You're here, listen. Maggie, would you refill that if there's any? Appreciate that.
Shall I start? Is it good to go now?
You're good to go.
Okay, thank you. I just had a very short thing to say about this issue of what was first in terms of Herman's boundaries. Was it Monterey Hills or was it Herman boundaries and what was what? And I just wanted to talk for briefly about a plat map and an expectation. And about 50 years ago, my grandfather decided to add a vehicular entry to his property here in Herman. And he assumed that he was just taking it right off an existing city street. About 5 years ago, it turned out that it was off his neighbor's property, which is now mine. And so actually, my tenants were driving through my neighbor's property for about 4 feet. And so the plat, what happened, we discovered it because a survey was done due to the property going into a trust. The survey pulled out the plat map, and nobody had looked at the plat map since 1904, which was when my great-grandfather bought the property. So my only point is that sometimes things were so, and they were so a long time ago. And as time goes on, we assume, as did my grandfather and the neighbor, that things were the way they looked, when actually, if you go back to the original plat map, they were not. So all that happened was that I went to the neighbor and said, oops, we're driving on your property. And she said, can we buy 4 feet from you? And she said, I'll sell it to you for a cup of coffee and a Monterey donut. And so there are ways of resolving the confusion that comes from a very long history and then intervening events. So thank you very much. That was my whole story.
Dolores Kaneshina? Dolores?
My name is Dolores Kaneshina. I live at Fremont Villas. I've lived here for over 20 years. And when we voted whether Herman should secede from the group or not, we were not told that they also wanted part of Monterey Hills. Everything, if you looked at the ballot, it said yes or no, and that's all. The majority of us, I believe, and I speak for myself, really, that we were not told that this was going to happen, that that's what they wanted, part of Monterey Hills. And I think that that was not kosher. It was possibly illegal because we were not notified. We were not told this was happening. And it was like you're given a contract. You're supposed to read the small print. There was no small print. So I object to this, and that is my opinion. Thank you very much.
Could I ask one very brief qualifying question? When you voted, or when you thought you were voting for Herman, what did you think you were voting for? Let me clarify that. What did you think Herman was that you were voting for? What did you think the boundaries were?
They did not mention the boundaries.
Okay, thank you. Annie Sakamoto?
Hi, I'm Annie Sakamoto. I just want to let you know that I'm a true native of Herman, and I can see for the wonderful crowd here that I'm not the oldest living person in Herman. And I just want to tell you that I came to Herman in 1946 and went to Bush and Away School, and then years later came back and student taught. And one of the kids gave me German measles, and I was out of the school for 2 weeks. So I know a little bit about that. And
okay, could you back up to the mic? Only because we're recording all of this, and people need to hear you for the record.
Oh, sure. And the building that was called The Hill, and there was Los Angeles Pacific High School and College, I attended both of them. And the yearbook Yaka will show me standing on the front steps, and I was a shy little thing then. And then went on to graduate from high school and the college before it came into Azusa Pacific University. So I wanted to let you know that I'm true native of Herman and proud of it.
Thank you. Anthony Howard. Anthony?
Good evening. My name is Anthony Howard. I'm a lifelong member of the Herman community. My grandfather lived here. My dad lived here. I have lived here all of my life. And all you people on Monterey Hills, I got one thing to say to you. We didn't want you here, and we don't want you now.
Excuse me, sir? Sir?
We want to...
Excuse
we want,
me. We want you, the, would you address the board, please, not the public?
We were never given a choice. Anybody in Herman was never given a choice about the Monterey Hills project. They came in here, they destroyed families. They destroyed property. They destroyed a really great community that we have here. You know, and if they fell off the face of the earth today, I wouldn't be upset. Not at all, because this used to be a great community, and we're trying to make it a great community again. And your yes vote to approve us would go a long way to solving that problem. Thank you very much.
By the way, if I mispronounce anybody's name, please excuse me and don't be afraid to correct me. Patrick Bowles-Ford.
I was one of the original board members of the ASNC from Monterey Hills. I'm currently the president of Cabrillo Villas, which is at 4614 Via Colina. You saw our picture up there. Monterey Hills was formed about 40 years ago by the CRA. They took the land, parceled it up, and created Monterey Hills. If they took the land from Herman, I'm sorry, but what happened in the past happened. Whoever was born in Herman more than 40 years ago, that doesn't really matter. Right now, Monterey Hills includes the downslope areas, including on Via Colina, Via Arbolada, Via Mia, and Via Marisol. And to have Herman say, we're going to take this land from Monterey Hills, why? What is the point? Do they need the downslope area? Are they going to do something with it? Are they going to build on it? It doesn't really matter to the rest of Herman. It matters to Monterey Hills. It matters to me. If I have to look outside and see a 5-story, 6-story building, that's ridiculous.
Cindy Lynch. Tell you what, I'm going to call another two names, and if you'd come on up behind her. Pamela Schumann. Is that Pamela? Is that the right? Okay. And Carola De La Ocha. You want to come up too? Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, my name is Cindy Lynch. I am just elected the treasurer of ASNC. I am a relative newbie to the neighborhood councils. Having just been elected to serve 1 year ago, and perhaps I'm a little naive, but I take very seriously the ethics training that we all completed, that insistence on openness and transparency and not even the hint or appearance of impropriety. So I'm here tonight to speak in opposition to the proposed change of boundaries between Herman and Monterey Hills and to express my deep concerns with regard to the process by which this has come into question. I've heard a lot of alternative facts tonight. When the HNCFC submitted their subdivision application, the documents posted on the Empower LA website did not include a change in boundaries. Now, according to that interdepartmental memo from Mike Fong dated May 18th, Dunn apparently received a request from HNCFC to amend the boundaries on January 26th and accepted the revised boundaries and created a map with the revised boundaries. Well, interestingly, no one at ASNC was notified that this request was made or accepted by Dunn. None of the ASNC stakeholders were made aware of it. It was not mentioned at any of the meetings discussing the proposed subdivision, including the ones for the pros and cons of this proposed subdivision on February 13th, March 6th, or March 28th that were held in this room. Why not? The revised boundaries did not come to light until after the subdivision election, and when concerns were raised by Monterey Hills residents and their representatives and by ASNC board members, they were treated by Dunn with disrespect, as though our objections about having this open space simply given away without notification or discussion were an inconvenient annoyance. I can't help but wonder why the HNCFC wants to claim this land now after all this long time and many opportunities of past ASNC bylaws revisions that they previously had to raise this concern. What is their interest in this land
Thank
which
you.
Is currently... Okay.
Thanks. Okay.
Hi, my name is Pamela Schumann. I live at Vallejo Villas. I've been here since 1982, and I did meet Art Snyder, our city councilman, in 1983, not 1903 that was spoken before. Anyway, this is unfortunately very divisive. I've loved Herman, except for now I'm not so happy. We have a really good community in Monterey Hills. Unfortunately, this Via Kalina even wants to go all the way up to our park at Bud Wiener Park. And so it's not just that area that was shown, the map I saw. So I came to the vote in April, and I tried to find the boundaries, and I was not given the boundary map. So it's been not clear. Okay, I tried to figure out what the boundary was. The people here at the voting did not know, and I really tried to find out that. And so I'm very, very upset about this change in the boundaries.
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Carola de la Rocha, and I've been living in Monterey Hills for about 24 years, Via Colina. You saw my complex there at Cabrillo. And I just want to make a passionate plea to you. We, as others have spoken, we did not know what was going on when this Herman wanted to secede, which is fine. But we, as community members of Monterey Hills, had no knowledge about boundaries. And as he just explained when he talked about the west side, he said that was Herman. Well, it's not Herman yet because it's part of the ASNC. And that means it's still Monterey Hills. And so my plea to you is to please reconsider that we had no knowledge of this, especially when we came to vote. We were given about the 11th hour about knowing that they want to secede and to come and vote because they were going to take part of our land. Thank you for listening to me.
Mario, could we get the map back up?
I just made a request to put the map up so while you're speaking I can see,
Thank you.
Or we can see what the boundaries are.
Marta Escanas? Oh, I see. Okay, I see that. All right. Lisa C., no last name, just Lisa C. Lisa? Jeff Goodwin? Jeff Goodwin?
Stop to speak.
What?
Stop to
Okay, we're just looking at the check mark. I will just note that the last two names called did check off that they do not wish to speak, but they are against this item. I'm assuming that means that they are against the boundaries. Jeff Goodwin also has a check mark that he is against the item. Sorry, I can't get the first name. It looks like Linda Valencia. Is that correct? Okay. Linda, come on up. And Janet Morris, would you come up behind her, please? And Sandra Mora, would you please come up?
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Linda Valencia, and I am an ASNC board member. As you may recognize me, I've been to three of your recent commission meetings, so I've seen you all several times. Just wanted to hit on a couple of items. I was glad you didn't put me behind the children. That's a hard act to follow. But luckily we had some space there, and they were delightful. Okay, I love kids. I just wanted to say a couple of things. We first received a letter from Dunn about the Herman subdivision in January 11th, and in reflection now, I have no issues with that. I think that's great. They want the whole thing. Wonderful. But I do have issues with some of the statements tonight. For example, what was mentioned was the web page, that there was a web page and it was for documents to be posted, but that's not what was presented to us in this letter of January 11th. So what that letter says is there's a web page for the Herman Neighborhood Council, and the purpose of that was to provide information about their council and the upcoming elections. It never said that they would be posting additional information on an ongoing basis. And when I came to the commissioners before, I mentioned then that it's like we kept having to check and see if there was anything new. And we didn't know that that was the rules that that had been imposed by Dunn. There were some information meetings before the April election. And I take exception to the way that they were held. I'm going to give you each a copy of the agenda that we received for the first meeting, which was on February 13th. We received it at 3:59 in the afternoon by email. And no, it did not does not follow the Dunn guidelines for agendas. There was no 3 days notice.
Linda, and thank you. I'm sorry, time is
up. Am I done?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Okay, that's okay.
Thank you. Can someone else yield?
No, you may not. Janet Morris, Janet?
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Janet Morris, and I'm a resident of Monterey Hills. I live on Cabrillo Villas. I have no objection to Herman seceding, and I actually want to say I've quite enjoyed the history lesson. I think it's interesting, and I think it's great they want to do their own thing. I have no objection. But I feel like the way this was handled with the boundaries, I agree with what Linda said. We didn't know you'd have to go back and keep checking. And I guess my point is I count on my council members who represent both Monterey Hills and Herman. I would count on Dunn to look out for all of us residents and not try and slip something by. And when I came down here to vote, the vote was a colored piece of paper, right? It wasn't a real ballot. And it said on it, should Herman be allowed to secede, yes or no? That was it. There was no mention of the boundaries. So I assume when Herman's seceding, they're seceding intact the way they had been, you know, in that green section in the middle, not the way the little dotted line is. So my objection is to that. And if there is a historical or real reason why they should have that extra section, I think that should be a municipal matter for a real vote with a real ballot, where children don't vote and people who happen to work here don't vote. It should be to residents and homeowners and people who are actually affected by the boundary change. So I'm all for Herman going off on their own. I just want to know that city council members and commissioners are looking out for everybody, not just the residents of Herman. Thank you.
Linda?
Oh, you're up there again. Good.
Good evening. My name is Sandra Mora, and I just wanted to let you know that I would wish that you would honor the subdivision application, the application, and honor it as with the map in question. Thank you.
Question. So you want? Yes, I'm a Herman resident. Okay. And I have a card here from, I think that's June. It looks like Tar, it looks like. I'm not sure. But it's checked that she is against the item. Apparently does not wish to speak. Next would be Gloria. Huh? Okay. Couldn't read your writing. Yeah, okay. And could Paula?
Cirola.
Got it. Thank you. Would you come on up, please? And Janet Clark, would you also come up, please? Okay, go ahead.
Good evening, Commissioner. My name is Gloria Labrada. I'm a resident and homeowner in Monterey Hills, and I've been a homeowner since 1981. And I simply want to state that I strongly oppose the boundary changes that are seem to be usurped. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Paula Cirola, and I'm a resident of Mount Washington. And I served two terms on the ASNC, and I was the chair of the Mount Washington Area Committee for 2 years. And I got on the ASNC because I felt that the Mount Washington representatives didn't represent our neighborhood. And when I got to the ASNC, I found that Herman did a wonderful job, and I looked to them as a model for how to get greater participation in the ASNC. And I saw that the Herman was not treated equitably within the ASNC. Their voice was not heard amongst the other groups. And so when, as I see this problem with the boundaries, that they're correcting something that when the ASNC was formed, that I have no doubt that Herman's voice was not heard within the discussions that happened at that time. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Janet Clark. I'm part of Monterey Hills. I think it's clear what everyone has considered to be Monterey Hills up until this recent election. I feel tricked. I feel boondoggled. I feel kept out of the loop. I didn't understand what that vote meant. I have no objection to Herman leaving, but I do feel like they tricked us. And that makes me angry. Anybody who lives in Monterey Hills and is on Via Colina, they now have, if they're in Portola Terrace and all of those units along there, and they have no say in what's going to happen right across the street from their unit, which will very much affect their... The man in the suit said that won't affect us, but it will affect us very much. And I think we should be have the authority over that land. Thank you.
Okay, I've got someone who lives at 4878 Via Colina. It looks like it could be Shola. Okay, now, you have both things checked. You want to speak, and you're against it. I presume you want to speak.
I do want to speak.
Okay, hang on just a second. I'm going to have to take lessons in handwriting.
I can't help them.
It looks like the last name is spelled F-O-O. Okay, that's you. Good. We've got it. And Donnelly, last name of Donnelly. I've got initials C-D, Donnelly. We have such a person here? D-O-N-N-A-L-L-Y. Oh, I'm sorry. This is somebody who just checked that they are against the item. Okay. Amar Rosenthal, if you'll come up. And Shona, is that right?
Yes.
We'll start with you.
Okay. I want to say straight up that I agree with all the comments about the way the vote was conducted. I've lived here since 1997, and I'm never really involved. But a few days before, I heard this story about how my community was going to be part of, and I live at Chapman Townhomes, was going to be part of Herman. So that caught my interest, and I decided to vote. And when I went to vote, I asked specifically, is the boundary being changed? No one could give me the answer. They just said, what's your address? I gave them my address, and they said, well, if you live in Chapman Townhome, you're not going to be impacted. So my thing is, there was not proper information. Maybe the council members know, I don't know. I know that living there, there were no flyers in my mailbox. I don't think that there was due process. And I don't think that's something that impacts me directly because I live there and every day out of my window, I'll be looking across at the part that Herman wants to take. I just don't agree with the process.
Hi, my name is Siu Fu from Eden Crest, Monterey Hills. I object to the boundary change, but I also want to read what I wrote to Councilman Huiza's office. The below message was read to Zanai and Susanna Lopez at our last Monterey Hills local issues meeting, and I want to make sure Councilman Huiza has copies. CBS and LA Times, I'll copy in my email because I want the public to know how underhanded the councilman has been in his dealings. Susie, I want you to relay this message to our councilman, Huiza. Please let him know that he is our public servant and his salary is paid by all the taxpayers, not just the ones from Herman. As such, he should not have worked with Herman to create the variance that allow Herman to secede from ASNC without involving the neighborhood council and the stakeholders that would have been adversely affected by this. The application Herman submitted contained information that was not substantiated and in some instances contained falsehoods. Yet no one, and I mean no one, bothered to confirm the information prior to approving the variance. We felt betrayed by the councilman. The untruth had created a reputational risk for the current board of ASNC, and this is not acceptable. Favoring a set of constituents over others is not impartial. It's never okay. I wonder if there are ulterior motives behind pursuing the variance. I suppose time will tell. For a neighborhood council with just over 3,000 residents, Monterey Hills has more than 4,000 residents. Imagine that. Herman is getting the same amount of funding as a normal neighborhood council of 20,000 or more is unconscionable and unfair to the rest of the neighborhood council in LA. Not only is Herman getting an unproportionate amount of funding for an extremely small neighborhood council, Herman also managed to carve out a piece of Monterey Hills to become part of his neighborhood council, I guess to justify the exception. I don't know what Herman has on him. Optically, it looks very much like pay for play to all of us. ASNC was not allowed to spend any funds to help prevent the secession, but his office gave Herman all the resources they needed, including allowing them to make copies of flyers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I was wondering if, not in my regular time, my 2 minutes, but if I can make a point about what happened at the election to answer somebody or no?
No, you have 2 minutes. Sorry.
Okay, no. Can we start it then?
Yeah, go ahead. Start.
In my opinion, this is about the principle of allowing a neighborhood council to take land from another neighborhood council without their permission or a proper and transparent process for adjudication. If you approve Herman's bylaws today as they have been submitted, Bonk will be setting a precedent that could very well make bordering neighborhood councils rivals and enemies. I want you to understand the precedent you might be setting. What if the north area of the Tarzana Neighborhood Council applied for their own NC? In their application, they put as their southern boundary Ventura Boulevard. Their southern boundary right now is the 101 freeway, but they felt that they wanted new boundaries and that Ventura Boulevard made sense to them. They did not have to consult with the south area of Tarzana nor get their permission. They did not have to come before BONC and justify why the taking was necessary, report how the south area felt, or have any meetings with the public in the south area. There is no urgency to any boundary change for Herman. There is no urgency for you to approve that part of their bylaws tonight. If anything, I urge you to not approve that part of their bylaws and to perhaps, I don't know what your powers are, but convene some sort of a group that can talk about how to adjudicate these differences. Also, I want to say that at the election, Stephen Box, who ran the election, told me that the outside was, before 9 a.m., outside were the new boundaries. There was a map. He brought those in before 9 a.m. I said, why did you bring those in? He said, because this is not about boundaries. Boundaries come later.
Thank you. Martha Benedict. Martha? Hang on just a second.
Sure.
Lily Osorio, Lily? And Richard Smith. Richard? Okay, Martha, go ahead.
Thank you. My name is Martha Benedict. I've been involved with the Arroyo Seco Neighborhood Council. I ran their first election. I've supported them. I've served as president, secretary, and vice president. In all the years that I've been involved with the ASNC, Herman has never, ever, in all the bylaws revisions that have taken place, proposed this boundary alteration. Not once. In the three public meetings that were held here, these boundary adjustments were never mentioned. Never mentioned to the ASNC board members. The onus was on the Herman Formation Committee to provide the information to the Arroyo Seco Neighborhood Council stakeholders. Arroyo Seco was not allowed to spend any money to do any kind of outreach or advocacy whatsoever. It was up to Herman to let this information be known at least to the board and preferably to all stakeholders, particularly the ones affected in Monterey Hills. I urge you not to make this boundary change. Thank you.
Martha, quick question. Martha? Martha Benedict? When was ASNC formed?
Certification occurred in 2000, I think late 2002. The election was held in 2003.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Sure.
Good evening. Thank you for hearing me out. I am a Herman resident and raising a family
here.
Please
state your name.
My name is Lily Osorio.
Thank you.
And I am for the boundary lines. I believe that Herman has always been against large development, and I have full confidence that our little tiny Herman, who's probably been more publicized lately since we had the vote, would be against any large development around the boundary line, unlike Monterey Hills, that I would really worry that they would continue with the large development that they have going up on the hill. But I'm hoping that you really consider that this be part of Herman, and really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Richard?
Thank you very much. I'd like to ask whoever put the map up if I could hold this map. Nobody's in charge of this map?
No, just hold it up? No, I don't think you need to. I don't think you need to hold it up.
Well, I need to stand next to it, and I can't do the mic. Thank you very much. I'd like to address the commissioners about the map area, and what I want to do is describe a little bit that might help you understand the photographs that the gentleman from the city, Tom Sue, took, and I want to thank Tom for the recommendation that he's giving from the city to the commissioners to not include the west side of Via Colina into the Herman geographic area. All these maps, like the map being projected on the screen, the brown area along the dotted left there, which is the area to the left, this is Via Colina, the street we're talking about. This map is incorrect, even though it says 2017 on it, because it shows several streets, 1, 2, 3 streets coming all the way from Monterey Road, intersecting with Via Colina. This is not the way the physical streets are built. All these streets dead end down here, because if you were to stand on this side of Via Colina and look over here, you'd be looking down onto the rooftops of the Herman neighborhood. There's no way this and this are part of the same neighborhood, because you can't drive between the two, you can't bike, you can't even walk it. From here, there's a steep drop of about, I would say, an angle like this. A standard staircase in a house is 45 degrees. The angle of this drop for several hundred feet is about, I would say, 70 to 80 feet, degrees, which is almost unclimbable. There's no pathway. There's nothing built along here for about, this goes back, Tom Sue talked about a 50-yard stretch of land, but that's the facing the street.
Thank
it
you.
Only goes back okay. about 10 or 20 feet. Okay, there's no way you can get between these two neighborhoods.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Commissioner Gracie Liu, General Manager of the Department of Empowerment. I just want to clarify that the department has made no recommendation on where the boundary should be. Just wanted to clarify the gentleman's statements earlier.
Thanks.
Okay. Tiete? Huh? How do we pronounce that? Diet. Okay, come on up, Diet. And Mark Roeder. Mark. And.
Hi, I'm Diet Nogol. Yeah.
Last name Garcia. Last name Garcia. Starts with a D. First name. Who would that be?
Daniel.
Okay, I thought it was, but I wasn't quite sure. Okay.
Hi, I'm Diet Nogol. I'm a resident of Herman. This has been totally enlightening. I did vote for Herman to have its own neighborhood council, and I think that most people agree that that was a good idea. So, I don't know. I would think Via Colina was a natural boundary, but I would urge there to be, like, transparency about why the dotted line is there. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm like, I enjoy Monterey Hills. I take advantage of it. I walk my dog over there. And I think everybody agrees that neither side wants to have a development. So I think most of us do agree on that point. But I could be wrong. So I guess I'm looking for some kind of, and also when somebody buys the land, I don't know if either neighborhood council really would have any control over what happens to it. But I don't know. I'm not knowledgeable in that regard. But I just want to say that some of the sentiments that have been expressed about not wanting wanting Monterey Hills to fall off the face of the planet, like there are plenty of residents everywhere that do not agree with that at all. And I would hope that, you know, I just I think there's probably more agreement here than we realize about development. But again, maybe people aren't being transparent, and I don't necessarily agree with that. So I don't know. It's a little strip of land. I don't know what to say. But sorry?
Excuse me. No crosstalk, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, again, I just want to reiterate that I don't think either neighborhood council wants there to be a development right there. Okay. I mean, yeah, I don't know. So if we could agree more, I mean, like, just voice our agreements, you know, maybe that would bring progress or something. I don't know. Yeah. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Mark Roeder. I'm also a Herman resident. I voted based on this map that I received in the mail and that I found on the Empower LA website. I would be opposed to any development on that hillside. From looking at the CRLA website, I believe that all those partitions are zoned as open space, so at least one of them is more than one of them. Okay, one is zoned as open space or zoned as R1? Okay. There's some open space and some not open space. But I would not be in favor of development in that area. If the residents of Herman and Monterey Hills can get together and pick up beer bottles and cigarette butts from that hill, I think that would be more productive than the argument that's happening here. I pick up a lot of medical marijuana dispensary bottles right there, but there's no marijuana in it, so that's, you know.
Too bad.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That would make all this a lot easier. So, Monterey Hills, I have no animosity against you. I voted based on the map. Thank you.
Daniel, and can I remind everybody to please direct your comments to the commission?
My name is Daniel Garcia. I'm a resident of Herman. I moved here in 2005. And just a few things. I'm not an expert in land or whatnot, but this map was pointed out. And I know that there aren't roads that was pointed out that connect to Via Clina from the Herman side that you can't connect. However, this map is what would be considered legal plots, right? They're no. Allocated.
Excuse me.
Division of plots that were built that even if it's dirt, that there was originally the idea of a road that would have connected that spot. And I know that looking at various maps around the area, there are some roads that theoretically would exist on the Debs Park side. Over further closer to the highway, but they're on the city map. They look a lot like this, and they have plots, but they're undeveloped. So it seems that when the things were drawn up, they were drawn up to be part of a specific community. And, you know, maybe over time, some orange areas got drawn in, and everybody kind of got used to just seeing that. But looking at what I'm seeing, it seems like, if anything, that blue line kind of straightens something out. It kind of pulls back to what is drawn here, and maybe that's maybe that land can't be developed. Maybe it's too steep, as it was mentioned. It's a very steep plot. I know when we first moved in, there was a big dispute about a sale of the school that was up on the hill here, and Herman fought very hard against a very large developer that wanted to buy and develop that land. I know I came to many meetings right here discussing that. I don't know who came from where, if it was Monterey Hills, if it was Herman, if it was across the way, but I know that Herman fought against that development.
So. Okay. Antonio Rodriguez? Antonio?
He left.
He left, okay.
Just
Miguel Martinez. Miguel, are you still here? Okay. It looks like Jim Henderson. Jim Henderson. It looks like Nancy Wren. Would that be correct? Not to speak. Okay. You checked. You checked in favor of and then said, don't change Herman Land to Monterey Hills. Leave it like it is. Okay. Okay, like that map. Okay, you're in favor of the map. Thank you. And it looks like Peter. Okay, come on up. Miguel, go ahead.
Great. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak. My name is Miguel Martinez. I'm a resident at 552 Coleman, and I've lived here for 17 years. And one of the things that I'm so proud about living in this community is the spirit and the spirit of civility, which I have not seen actually through this process, which actually has made me very sad. I'm glad my son is no longer here to hear some of the comments that have been said in the back of the room. But I think one of the things I want to bring up is when we voted, for those of us that took the time to come down and vote that day, there was a map. Now, whether we chose to look at that map, the map was there with the boundaries that we currently see. I believe, like many of the comments from my fellow Herman residents, this is a community that's fought hard against development. It's fought hard to work in partnership with other communities. I was part of the initial ASNC outreach committees back in the day, and that was part of the spirit of the Northeast, right? How do we work together to safeguard against overdevelopment, really protecting the residents of this community? And I'm sad to sort of hear the disgruntlement from fellow community members, because we will have to work together. That land will be sold. And hopefully we will continue to see that open space that butts into the backyards of Herman residences as well. If you look, I walk that street all the time. If you look down that embankment, you look into the backyards of Herman residences. Thank you very much.
I'm Jim Henderson from Monterey Hills. Most of what I wanted to say has already been said. I just want to reiterate one point. Had Herman really been upset about the boundary lines, they've had plenty of time to change them. Most of the people on this Herman board were on the ASNC, and when bylaws were changed, they had an opportunity to make those changes. So suddenly it's a big deal now. I don't get that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Peter Paik. I actually just recently moved here from Torrance. I believe in civic duty, and all my life I've always participated in community service. And this election recently that was undertaken in April, I was unable to vote, but I am in support of the Herman subdivision, secession, and the current geography boundaries that are currently drawn. But when I also participated, part of the ASNC council, because of my pursuit to be engaged, the very first comment that came out from the ASNC board was, Herman are crazy. Herman is insane. And so immediately on that onset, I already knew that I had a huge hurdle to overcome so I can build a bridge. But then as I began working today, I witnessed again from another ASNC representative screaming out of his lungs, saying something very derogatory. And so when I see that, I feel the secession as being a necessity to repair and have another more empowerment, especially for the Herman representatives who were unable to speak their voice. And I think this is a good transition, as well as a good precedence for future neighborhood councils to eventually have more empowerment to their neighborhood. Thank you. That's it.
No, that's okay.
But it's not. It's
thank you. Okay. Nicole Mahalka?
Yep.
Okay. Good. Well, you kind of printed, I guessed. Hang on.
I might have not have filled it out right.
Looks like Bryn, last name starts with an S. From Monterey, oh, excuse me, just check that they're against. Okay, checked against. We have another one from, looks like Kavita, and that's against. Okay. Catherine Ryder. Checked against, so they don't wish to speak. That's correct. You don't wish to speak. Is that right? Yeah. Yes, you do, or no, you don't?
Yes, please, sir.
Okay. Why don't you come on up? And David. D-R-A.
Brockert.
Okay. Just against. Okay. Francis Louis, you wish to speak or just note that you're against? Okay. Kathleen Brilli, just against, okay. Pamela Sherman, also checked against. I call your name and you want to speak in any event, please let me know, okay. Nicole, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm Nicole Mahalka. I am a Herman resident since 2014 and part of the Herman Neighborhood Formation Committee. I just wanted to speak to my experience in the weeks leading up to the election and the information that folks had in the area, Monterey Hills and all the Arroyo Seco neighborhood neighborhoods. I was at Fresco several nights talking to residents, and we asked people, do you live in Herman? And they would say, no, I live in Monterey Hills. Do you know about the vote? Yes, I know that there's a boundary change, and I'm opposed to it. There were folks that knew about it, and actually there was a lot of misinformation out there about it. They had thought that Telecue was to be included, which would, of course, involve many residents. So I, you know, asked the questions, looked into it myself, and found that zero residents are affected by this boundary change. Not one stakeholder will be included in this boundary change. So if it's vacant land, and also I'd like, the gentleman pointed out this map. I think it's clear that these parcels, if you look at this from a land use perspective, it's clear that these parcels were all planned together in a community. And this parcel is clearly meant for a large development, which it is. And these are small parcels that were originally single family home parcels. So it just stands to reason that we would make a correction to include these parts of the land that were originally part of Herman. And that's what it should be viewed as a correction, that we're really just, you know, reconciling what was always part of Herman. Thank you.
Did anybody turn in a card that I have not called their name? I run out of speaker cards. Okay.
So I'm Catherine Riedner, and is it my turn, or?
Oh, did you wish to speak?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you were one that said you wanted to speak as well as check. Okay, come on up and give us your name.
Just,
I'm sorry.
Want to reiterate.
Your name, please.
Oh, Catherine Riedner. And,
okay, Catherine, thank you.
I'm a resident of Monterey Hills, and I think that it was just the lack of transparency was the issue, I think, for me. When I was voting, I thought I was just voting whether they should secede or not. And I found out afterwards that they were going to take some of my neighbors away. And so it was just, I think it's the lack of transparency that really has brought most people here from Monterey Hills. So I would urge you to vote no on the boundary change.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're kind of like Switzerland, so general comments.
Excuse me, Wayne?
Yes?
I haven't seen a card.
I turned in the car. Well, he did.
Yeah, I turned it in, and Mr. Fong there is a... Okay. No, he tried to rip it up, but we videotaped it.
Okay, sorry, I must have missed it. Wayne, you got your 2 minutes.
Yeah, he didn't miss it. Now, what we got here is, and me and the puppet reviewed the items. April 14th, 2017, page 17, Mr. Box drew a map of what the proposed boundaries are going to be. It didn't include that strip of land. It didn't have that strip of land. The Monterey Hills, as it was known, was kept separate. All that stuff in Colima was out. Then, one night, when all of us were asleep,
Mike Fear!
Okay, and then we woke up, and then somebody changed the boundaries and put that little strip of land in there and kind of moved it a little bit east and a little bit south, you know? Just put that little sliver of land in there, you know, kind of like 2017 version of Sudetenland, you know? You just kind of just move it on over there, Sieg Heil, or just going to move it over there a little bit south. No big deal, it's vacant land. Who the hell are you kidding? Who the hell are you kidding? And the people voted based on map number one, not map number two. If it was map number one, they would have told you to redraw it and then vote. So here again, like the Skid Row Neighborhood Council formation, you're defrauding voters again. What I tell you last time, you got to stop doing that. It's illegal. Because you mailed that stuff out, you changed the boundaries, every piece of mail is voter fraud. Every piece of mail is federal mail fraud every time you put it in the mail. It's another count of mail fraud. It's another felony. And all you got to do is go to the U.S. attorney and file a complaint for mail fraud to put these bastards where they belong in jail, because it's got to stop. Just let people vote for once and stop changing crap and stop doing this to people. You're trying to make us all fight each other, but what you really want to do is keep us all fighting each other while you steal all our money and give it all to your developer friends. We need to keep together. We need to keep together. So put it back the way it was. Herman's wonderful community. Put it back the way Mr. Box drew the map. That's what they voted on. Thank you.
Did I miss any others? No? Okay, I'm just going to stand for a minute. My back doesn't like sitting quite that long. What can I say? Okay. Commissioners, discussion. What?
I need clarification.
Okay, wait a minute. We need clarification. Clarification as to
legal clarification as to the election approving assembly.
Wait a minute. You're going to have to speak into the microphone. Oh, you mean as far as the findings?
No, the actual ordinance.
Okay, you're looking at the subdivision ordinance. Okay. Okay. Okay.
City attorney.
Let me just clarify that the only thing we're discussing here tonight, the only thing we're discussing tonight, are the Herman bylaws. That's the only thing we're discussing. Nothing more. Nothing less. If you wish to consider some of the comments that were made, you have the right to do that. But all we're here to do is to take a look at the bylaws to determine what we should or should not approve. That includes the boundaries. And you may make that decision. The guidelines are as we see them. You look at what was said, what was heard, what you've read in front of you. But we're not considering the election. That's done and gone.
Do we have somewhere in our packet those recommendations?
Which recommendations?
The recommendations that were read to us.
Yeah, right at the this thing right at the beginning.
These
right
are the recommendations versus what I read online earlier.
Yeah. And then that is the final. That is the final one. Okay. Commissioner. Derek Quiroz.
Yes, Maggie Derek Quiroz. So I took notes of everything that people have said. I'm addressing this to my fellow commissioners. I'm familiar with the area. Like I said, I actually helped open that market. I did the grand opening and supervisor and stuff. Based on what has been said, okay, based on the fact that so many of these members actually saw this map, so that tells me that this map was present. The land is not being taken away from no one, okay? It's very interesting how Mount Washington is actually 17 minutes away, so you kind of have to hop from Mount Washington to Herman to Monterey Hills. It would be wise if Monterey Hills and Herman worked together, but nevertheless, based on the facts, based on the information, based on some of the hearings, I would like, and based on the Brown Act, is that I would like to go ahead and stay focused on this map, because it was present for people. People saw it based on their opinions, and the way I'm taking notes is that some people just didn't care to really look at it, okay, and they voted for something. But it was there, and this community is not being divided. They already divided themselves, okay? Mount Washington is 17 minutes away from Herman and Monterey Hills, okay? So I would like to go ahead and we make a motion that we go, that we vote yes on the boundaries to keep it the way the map indicates.
It's a much larger vote than that.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
I'm addressing my commission.
Okay.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
I'm familiar with the area.
Okay.
Question?
Commissioner Atkinson?
Commissioner Atkinson, just been hearing so many comments, and I just want a clarification either from staff or you, Lynn, because I think I have it in my mind. But I've heard comments tonight about Monterey being the residents being opposed to the subdivision, and I can understand that if the residents were going to be taken away from Arroyo Seco and put into Herman without their permission, they didn't know about it. So is that true? There's no residents that are being moved. We're talking about an empty space of land right now. We're not talking about the actual movement of residents, because some people, when they were testifying, said that they were worried about their neighbors being put into.
Okay, as I understand from the map, from Tom Soon, from what others have said, no one lives on the west side of that street.
Okay,
it is currently open space.
Okay, so now I have another question with regards. So it's about, and it's about 50 yards, I think Tom said, or it's a skinny little
part. About 50 yards wide.
Is there some reason why that is going to, I need some clarification on why that is going to Herman.
Well, no, that's what we are to decide tonight.
Well, I mean, we need some questions answered on why it came up in the first place so that we can make that decision, I would think.
Okay. Well, we can discuss that.
I mean, just as a point of clarification.
Commissioner Wabe?
Yeah. What I understood in the report is that there are at least four properties on the west side, or four addresses that were mentioned that would then fall into Herman, which currently are part of Monterey Park. And that may have been, if I misheard, please don't be upset with me, but that was what I thought I heard, and that may not be what was expressed, but if that is what was being referenced, then that's possibly, we'll get it all cleared up. We will.
Okay. If you look attached to the department's correspondence are documents submitted by the Formation Committee, and one of them sets out certain areas and their contention as to why historically that was part of Herman. Okay? And based on that is why they are saying that that portion of land, having been a part of what they say is the historical Herman, is why they wanted the boundaries changed. That is my understanding, looking at what they submitted.
But I, then can we go back to the department's report and ask whether or not there are any residents or developed portions on that west side?
I think you could. I mean, is Tom still around? Tom, you want to come back up? I think he made that clear, but you can ask him directly.
Thank you. Please clarify for us.
Yeah, when I went down there, you saw the land. It was all empty grass, you know, hillsides there. And there's no, there we go. The school property, too? Yeah.
We're talking about the west side.
Yeah. Okay, go back to the...
We're talking only the west side, not the east side.
You know what? No, stay here.
Just use your finger.
No, it's kind of. they need to be able to see too.
Commissioner Wehby speaking. I'm extremely visual, and so please
be
patient with me when I hear an address being spoken, and yet there are pictures being provided. It will help me tremendously if we can just clear up this one point.
Okay.
If there are or are not any residences within that that question boundary area.
Okay, so we listed the the four addresses are these areas right between here and above right here. We say is there some people living there? What's the name of the charter school? There's a charter school in this area right here. Say it again. Los Angeles International School in this area right here. But those four properties that we listed are the ones listed down here, and those are the open space the pictures I showed earlier.
Okay.
And
Tom, please tell us where are the four addresses that you were talking about.
632 East Coleman, 617 East Redfield.
Put your little red pointer up there.
Let's see.
Oh, maybe you should show on that map.
You know, let's see. How's the best way to? If I point here,
help you out.
And Commissioner Wehby, again, may I just ask, what is the access to those properties? Would it be off of?
Bureau of Engineering map.
It's via Kalina.
This first portion, as he pointed out, part of which is on the other side of that line, but the bulk of it is this Bethesda Christian University property. It's 8 acres. About a half acre of it is on the wrong side of the line there. As you follow down this dotted line that we're suggesting, there are properties in here for sale by the CRA, but there are also properties that are privately owned by people. They're not built on, but they're privately owned, so not everything is for sale. Likewise here, this is the only thing zoned as open space. Everything else is zoned RD something. And then this portion is a paper street, most of which is owned by was owned by the CRA, but there's one lot here that's owned by a private individual.
I'm sorry, but can you define paper street, please?
Paper street. This street right here, Armor, is a paper street. It was never built. But it is plotted.
Thank you.
In the CRA property. And then there's one that goes even further down there that's also CRA. So you have multiple properties. You have private religious institutional property on that line. You have a CRA excess property that's being sold off. You have individual lots that are owned by people. We don't know who, but they're on this side of the line. And then you have more CRA property.
And has there been any comment or input from the school or from those residents?
There are no residents.
The school, this is all empty.
They're just ownership for those. Thank you.
You said that was RD something, you said? RD something. Okay. That's okay. That's okay. I know. That's okay. We can see that. Tom? Tom, how did you get those addresses?
We looked up the, if you look up at your packet, commissioners, Herman did submit also some historic documents, and if you, they did break down, they labeled it 1, 2, 3, 4, those four addresses, per, and they listed per the boundary of those. You know, if you follow the boundary, each one of those sections, like 1, they list the boundary, 2, the boundary, 3, boundary, 4.
But what I'm saying is, where did you get those actual addresses? Is there something there? Is it designated in some way that it's an address?
No, we took the addresses that was submitted by the Herman boundaries, and then we looked up we looked up the Google Maps and also the assessor's office.
Oh, and also the assessor's office.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a legal address.
Yeah, we looked it up, and it was zoned, and some of them it was zoned like open space.
Okay.
Now, one thing, the commissioners, that we could not find, though, even though you saw the sign earlier that said that it was CRA owned property. Now, with CRA not being
there is a Los Angeles organization that took over the CRA's property, and they're disposing of it. Yeah,
right. We did do our own checking of the addresses as well.
Okay. All right. Well, RD something means multiple. Okay, Eve.
There are more specific maps in our packet.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Helpful to me.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to point something out to the commissioners. Thank you. This is from the plan, and I think this is something we have to consider because it will be part of our decision. It says a proposed set of boundaries should, to the maximum extent feasible, follow historic and contemporary community and neighborhood boundaries, and shall utilize natural boundaries or street lines to be geographically compact and contiguous. To me, there's some inconsistency because they speak of historic and contemporary. Whether that means you consider both together or you consider one or the other, I would say that you would consider one or the other, which would be either historic or contemporary. So that is one of the things in the plan when they describe boundaries. Okay. I can't believe this board is quite this quiet.
I'll comment. Commissioner Atkinson, so I've been giving a lot of thought to this, a little bit confused on the contentious nature of between the areas, because I have heard, and it seems to be agreement, that everybody thinks Herman should have their neighborhood council. And so then we have this little question about this little strip of land. And they say that both the new Herman Neighborhood Council and Arroyo Seco would probably be against any kind of major development, and they could work together on that. So I'm trying to, and then I heard that, okay, there was concern about the citizens in Monterey Hills being moved into the Herman Neighborhood Council. But then I hear, well, that's not really true in this land that we're talking about. 50 yards of land is really basically empty. And so, but then I was concerned because I had been hearing in previous hearings that the citizens in Arroyo Seco didn't feel that they were getting all the information and seeing the maps ahead of time. And but I'm not as I don't think that things were done on purpose to hide it, because I know how I am on looking at certain things, and I'm sure it was on the website, and I'm pretty sure that it was probably listed, and I'm pretty sure that some people missed it, and I'm pretty sure that I probably would have missed it. And but I can't see where the harm, I'm trying to figure out the harm in approving these bylaws. I was concerned before I saw everything and heard everybody. I was concerned that, well, maybe we should could we pass the bylaws and not pass the boundaries? But I'm not as against that as I was, and I need an explanation. I don't know if the board can discuss it on what the issue is in not approving the bylaws of the Herman Neighborhood Council.
Okay.
Commissioner Maggie Derry-Carrolls?
Go ahead.
Okay. Commissioners, I want to show you something. Herman is right here. Monterey Hills is right here. They're stuck like a puzzle. You have to drive 17 minutes away to Mount Washington. It's all the way over here, which is the Arroyo Seco.
Excuse me.
I'm addressing my commissioners,
Excuse me.
The Mount Washington section, which is interesting how they were all combined together. Okay. Now, Herman is saying, hey, we want to be our own neighborhood council. It will be wise if Herman and Monterey Hills kind of work as a team because they're together versus having to jump, drive all this Highland Park to get to the hill of Mount Washington. They don't want to do that. That's fine. But nevertheless, the land is adjacent to Herman, and it's not going to affect any community. It's going to give them empowerment to improve the area because you're driving down to Monterey, down from Monterey to get into the Herman area. Herman is not driving up to get into their area.
Yeah. Okay. Commissioner Sinclair?
Commissioner Sinclair here. I just have a quick question. Was the formation committee ever invited to an ASNC meeting to present this?
Or? Excuse me. Okay, you can't.
I'm sorry.
I was about to tell you can't. Okay. Herman is or was a part of ASNC. The department held three town halls, and at those town halls, everybody was invited. Perhaps, General Manager Liu, who conducted the town halls?
I'll have Mike Fong, Director of Policy and Government Relations, speak on that because he was a present.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Okay. Mike Fong with the Department of Neighbor Empowerment. Three community meetings were held in the community here, actually in this very room. And at each of the meetings, we had question and answer. Everyone was invited to speak. There's a couple meetings that went on for a couple hours, and anybody who came was allowed to answer, ask questions, asking the questions, and we stuck around each of those meetings as well.
How were they publicized?
They were, Mike Fong with the Department of Empowerment, the notices were placed on the website, and notices were also sent out via email. We try to reach out to stakeholders in the community, and I know Tom Suing as well reached out as well, and then also to the Herman Neighbor Council Formation Committee.
Okay. All right, thank you. Okay, now, excuse me. Thank you. Here is, and I'm somewhat conflicted by all of this. I know that we try and follow historic boundaries when forming neighborhood councils and looking at neighborhood councils. I myself was a little surprised that the basis for this neighborhood council exception was their geographic separation as opposed to their historical nature. I also looked at the boundaries as first stated, which almost, but not quite, coincided with those in the internal boundaries of the ASNC Neighborhood Council. And I read those bylaws, the current bylaws, with the boundaries. And those are, in my mind, contemporary boundaries. Everybody in ASNC looked at the maps and the boundaries and said, okay, this is Monterey Hills, this is Herman, this is the other areas. There's, I can't remember whether there are five areas. And they had internal boundaries. This is since 2002. And then I looked at the fact that in an amended application, the formation committee requested boundaries that were different than they'd been working under since 2002 as part of ASNC, but they did present historical evidence of why they wanted it and why they should have it. So I'm somewhat conflicted because I have contemporary boundaries that everybody's been looking at for the last 15 years, and then we have ones that have been put up basically since January of this year. So that's where my conflict comes here. And I haven't made a decision yet, I don't know. But I just put that out for the rest of the commission to look at.
Commissioner Wahippy?
Yeah.
And I think I'm just going to voice that I agree with what you have stated here, and I understand what has been spoken and the dedication and the emotion that has been voiced here. And I certainly understand what our president has just spoken as far as concerns, and I will just say some a bit of something certainly to give a lot of thought to. I'm comfortable with the bylaws amendments that have been proposed by the department, and certainly with Herman becoming its own neighborhood council. Coming from a very small neighborhood council myself that has, you know, 20 stakeholders and a board of 9, I understand in my experience and perception that it's easier to be heard when you're, you know, a smaller unit. It's not clear to me why there's contention about this small, what seems to me to be a small strip of land, but it is not to all of you. And I want you to know that I appreciate that. And I've heard everything. I'm giving quite a bit of thought here.
No, it hasn't.
Commissioner Atkinson, can, I guess public comment is over. So.
Yes.
But who can answer? I would like someone to answer the question, and maybe, Lynn, you can do it from all your research of listening to all this. I would like to know why, what the issue is, if no, the issue first came up with their residents in Monterey Hills were going to be affected. How are they affected? They're not going into Herman. What is the problem with the 50-yard, with the empty land? And I would like someone to explain that, and if you can do it, fine.
Let's see if from what everything we've heard, I can distill that. Herman claims to be an historical enclave that grew out of something from back in 1903. And whether or not their current established area is the same as that is a question. Monterey Hills, as I understand it, came about in 1970. And it was a project of the CRA when they built on this land. Obviously, they took this land from somebody. When I say somebody, I mean they took this land, the ownership of it, from someone, whether it was government land, whether it was private ownership. I presume it was private ownership. The CRA would buy the land. They had the right of eminent domain, and they took all of this property, and they formed something, and it got named Monterey Hills, and it became an established community with boundaries from around 1970, and has been as such. So you got a bunch of people who live in a location who say, hi, this is what I call my community. And if you look at ASNC's bylaws and how the internal boundaries are drawn, my community of Monterey Hills is established within those boundaries. That's what we agreed on, and that's what we've lived under since 1970. That's what we've lived under since 2002 when ASNC was formed. So you've got these competing claims, one saying, hi, historically, this area should be part of us because here's how it was developed, and the CRA came and just bought up this property and renamed it as Monterey Hills. So you've got two groups that are really looking, at least from what I can see, from a very emotional point of view. This is my community, and I'd like it to remain my community. I want it to be part of my community. I don't know that anybody is saying, wow, that looks really great. Now we're going to have the power to decide what gets developed there. Because we all know that even if it's Herman and something's going to be developed, the people from Monterey Hills has every right to come to their meetings, to come to their land use meetings, to voice their opinions, to make themselves known, to lobby their council members or anybody else they want to, because it's adjoining, okay? I know in my neighborhood council, Warner Hills, Warner Center is some distance away, but you best believe we're concerned that they're talking about a 15,000-seat stadium in the development over there, and we're going to be going to those meetings and talk about it. Well, the same thing, Monterey Hills people can do that. But I think you've really got competing emotional differences here, and people have a great deal of concern about community. I think we all know that. So that's why I'm saying with the question of boundaries in the plan, one says historic and it also says contemporary. So we could choose to either say they are included or say these addresses are not included, based on whether we want to look at what Herman claims are historic or what the people from Monterey Hills claims are contemporary. Okay? That's where we are. Now, what we could do is kind of take a break from that part of the discussion and do the easy ones with regards to the rest of the bylaws and then come back to it if you'd like to.
Sure. Commissioner Sinclair. Just to let you know, I have to leave in about 20, 25 minutes.
Okay.
And so I would make a motion that we vote
okay, well, let's,
now
let's,
because we'll lose quorum.
Yeah, let's get rid of the easy ones quickly. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Here are the easy ones. The easy ones happen to be with Article 5, Number 2, B as in Bravo. Okay? Of the bylaws. That should be stricken out completely because the decision making is vested under the plan in the board itself, and this, and it also we're moving further into official actions. This would interfere with the ability of the board to make those decisions that are required by the board. That's number one.
So which, I'm sorry, which version are we looking at?
We're looking at their bylaws.
Is this one the very first?
Yeah, it's their bylaws. It's Article 5, it's number 2, and it's B. Okay. The next is Section 3, Official Actions, number A, which also should be stricken in its entirety. And the language shown substituted, because once again, it is the board that makes the decision, and the stakeholders may not force the board to make a decision. And our legal can tell me yes or no if I'm stating this correctly. The next has to do with Section 7, standing. This interim steering committee, there's no provision in the plan for such a thing, and we would substitute the language as suggested, that the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment would conduct a special meeting within 90 days where they would have a selection process for the board, and then you would have a governing board. Then number 7, two, they talk about ad hoc committees. And the basis being that, the city attorney has recommended that it does not conform to the legal requirements of an ad hoc committee because non-board members would be part of it. We have Article 8, Section 4, where we would just substitute in the language in the framework, the bylaws framework, which has the regular reconsideration language in it. Number 11, which would substitute the current grievance proceedings, we would just amend that as per the recommendation. And lastly, we would authorize the department to amend the language in 8 and put in the template language, in other words, the framework. And then lastly, authorizing the department to make any further necessary changes to conform. One thing I would state to the formation committee is that they should look long and hard at Article 7, committees and their duties, the first paragraph, where they state that all standing committees shall be committees of the whole, comprised of all board members. They have a quorum of 6, which means that their majority is 3, meaning if they have a bare quorum, 3 board members can make a decision for the entire board, 4 board members can make a decision for the entire board. The majority would be 4. Each meeting would have to be listed as both a committee and special board meeting. If you had a quorum of your board at that meeting and they voted, that would be a decision of the board, as I understand it. Therefore, any board members who were not at that committee meeting would be left out of the decision making. And that would not then go to the board. It would be decided at that joint committee and board meeting. So that is something to consider before you make, you might want to really look at that and suggest that your final bylaws be changed. And if you want to, you could consult the city attorney on that. I understand. I fully understand that. And I read your bylaws, and I raised certain concerns about your bylaws as I read them. And some of those concerns have been addressed by the city attorney now. Yes, I understand that they've been there, and nobody's really reviewed them strongly and come up with some of these. But I'm coming up with it now, okay? So, will you be able to discuss it before? Okay. I'm going to address this to our city attorney representative. I did not see within the subdivision ordinance a time designation with regards to approval or disapproval. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, well, that's being looked at.
Elise, from city attorney, there's no time in addressing the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners. There is a time period when it has to be after the election.
Okay. And how long after the election?
From 22819 Neighborhood Council Subdivision, looking at... paragraph C.
Yep.
If the majority of the stakeholders at the election approve the subdivision, then the existing certified neighborhood council or councils being subdivided shall amend their bylaws within the 30 days. That's right. Really the only thing that we're...
Okay, so the only thing we have to concern ourselves about tonight is really the boundaries, so that both will be settled tonight. And we could have them look at the remainder of those and maybe consult with each other and the department as to changes in the proposed bylaws as to the other matters. Would that be correct?
It doesn't exactly
okay.
Address that.
It doesn't address that either. I didn't see that either. I don't think there is a time limit for us to do this. But since everybody's here...
Can I just weigh in?
General Manager Liu.
Gracie Liu, General Manager for the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment. I would just recommend to the Commission, because there is not language in the ordinance specifying changes to the bylaws after the Commission approves it, we would just take it upon us to go through the normal bylaw adjustment process after the Commission approves these initial bylaws.
Yeah, you've got the ability to do that if we approve all of that.
That's correct.
Okay. The one thing I do want to get done... one way or another, is getting to this boundaries. So I think we can separate these. I don't think we have to separate them. Does any, real quickly, does any commission member have any problem with the amendments, the other amendments to the bylaws, knowing that the last would be to authorize the department to make any further and necessary bylaws, changes, and amendments so that they're consistent with the charter and plan of the Los Angeles Code?
No.
Okay. All right. So somebody's going to have to make a motion with regards to, and this departmental revised recommendation of findings, you have the paragraph that says, find that because, and it goes on to say that shall include, and then it says, if the Board of Neighborhood Councils does not approve, then we can come back to find that because shall not include. So somebody should make a motion with regards to one of those two things.
Commissioner.
Hang on, he's got a point of clarity. Basically, excuse me.
No, we're not open for discussion.
My
breaking my brain of thought.
Whatever is made, there may be an amending motion that would correct all of that, and it would all be included, or it would not be included. Okay? One of the two. So somebody, I would invite someone to make a motion with regards to inclusion or exclusion.
Commissioner Maggie Derek Kiros would like to make a motion.
Okay, go ahead. You can make a motion that we adopt.
Include. Okay. I would like to make a motion that the Department of Neighborhood and Power has adopted. I would like to make a motion that the Department of Neighborhood and Department of Neighborhood Empowerment has revised recommended findings for Herman Neighborhood Council. I would like to include the findings for the the boundaries of historic and contemporary community and neighborhood borders using the natural boundaries of streets line in our compact and continuous. The Herman Neighborhood Council boundaries shall include the properties west of Via Kalima listed. I'm including this.
Okay.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. I would like to offer an amendment to that motion. And the amendment would be that in conformity with that, that the boundaries include that portion of land as shown on the map submitted, or not submitted, on the map, which shows the full extent of the revised bylaws as were filed with the revised application on what date in January? January 16th of 2017? Because that, it has the full description there, which means it would the map that that shows the entire extension along Via Kalina to where it then turns in a westerly direction. Not westerly or easterly at that point. There we go. Excuse me. I've got no. Okay, that's south. Okay. No, it's an easterly direction. Yeah, I know. It's an easterly direction. Okay. I just had the map in the wrong way. So that would be the amendment.
Commissioner Maggie Derek Kiros, accept your amendment.
Okay, you accept the amendment. All right. Okay. Mario?
Call for the question.
Is there any further discussion by the commission? Mario, would you call the roll?
Okay. Commissioner Sinclair.
Hang on. Oh. What? Mr. Webby?
Yes, I'd just like to make a comment before we vote that it's... So this being the second opportunity that we have had to hear from stakeholders regarding their experience with subdivision, that my sense of the process is that there is more that needs to be explored regarding various aspects of subdivision, understanding that it is very new, and yet how notice is given to all of the entities that are impacted is not clear to me. It is not clear to me that all of those who will be impacted, and I speak as the commissioner for the central area where Skid Row and two other neighborhood councils, well, Skid Row was trying to form, and two other neighborhood councils would have been impacted by that. It is still not clear that information is brought to all of those stakeholders in a way that they are clear about what is happening. And so I would urge that we look further as a commission and the department at what we may be able to do, understanding that we have limitations. But my heart is with everyone here and with what all of the energy that has been put in, and yet I understand some things have not seemed clear. But when someone goes to vote, it is fact that boundaries are not something that is being thought of or being voted on. It happens here, but I also understand that it is not something that the general stakeholder understands doesn't come up until later on. I'm hoping for clarification, and I felt the need to express all of this prior to making my vote.
Okay.
Thank you.
One other thing before we take a vote. I need to offer one further amendment if the maker of the motion will accept it, and that has to do with the statement within the boundaries, shared areas, that the boundary language shall include an exclusion of Ernest E. Debs Regional Park. That is county facility, and according to the plan, the inaugural bylaws of a neighborhood council must be wholly within the city of Los Angeles. It may not include areas that are not part of the city of Los Angeles. Therefore, this may not include Debs Park. And I'll just let you all know that when we approve the bylaws change for ASNC, we will also approve them with an exclusion of Debs Park. And we're going to have to do that with a number of neighborhood councils throughout the city. That is something that came up at one of our meetings, and the city attorney has addressed it. Will the maker of the motion accept that?
I accept.
Okay. All right. We have before us...
Commissioner, I'm sorry, it's Gracie Liu, General Manager for the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment.
Yes.
Well, can you please modify that? Because we were going to double check, but we have Debs Park as a city park and not county. So...
Debs, Ernest E. Debs?
Well, there's... So we will double check, and,
okay.
And we just don't want the exclusion to be there in case that's a...
Regional
right.
Okay. That's county property, but that's, well, that's a county park, but that's okay.
Yeah, because otherwise okay. you cut off...
Okay, then I'll offer to withdraw that.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
So... Anyway, it will cause other issues.
Okay, so then please check
Monterey
it.
Hills, yes.
Because if it's a county park, then it's a big difference.
It's a city park.
It is.
It's regional. It's county.
Yeah, it's regional park, and it's named after a former
county supervisor. That's the way we're
joined to our royal. I understand. So in any event, yeah, it's a regional park. In any event, we have before us a motion. That we accept the revised recommendation and findings for the Herman Neighborhood Council, which would include the boundaries as described in their bylaws, their proposed bylaws, which conforms to the map that shows the boundaries as delineated in the amended application. I'm sorry if we're making somebody unhappy, but that's too bad. At least if we vote for it. City Attorney? I actually have to read this whole thing, don't I? Yes, I do. Okay. Before us is a motion as follows. That because the Herman Neighborhood Council has satisfied the criteria to subdivide from the ASNC, the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners takes the following actions. We find that because these boundaries follow historic and contemporary community and neighborhood borders using We find that because these boundaries follow historic community borders, I'm amending that, using natural boundaries or street lines and are compact and contiguous, the Herman Neighborhood Council boundaries shall include the properties west of Kalima as described in the amended application of January 16th, 2017, and is shown on the map that followed that description. And we find that prior to the approval of the Herman Neighborhood Council bylaws, the following changes shall be made. Omit Article 5, Section 2B in its entirety, as it is consistent with Article 3, Section 2C2, of the plan for a citywide system of neighborhood councils, the plan, requiring that the decision-making power of the neighborhood council is vested in a governing board. Amend Section 3, Official Actions, to state, a simple majority vote of the board representatives present, not including abstentions, shall be sufficient for the board to take action unless otherwise stated in these bylaws. All remaining language in Section 3 shall be omitted because it is inconsistent with Article 3, Section 2C2 of the plan requiring that the decision-making power of the neighborhood council be vested in a governing board. Omit Article 7, Section 1, standing, paragraph A, interim steering committee, and instead authorize the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment to conduct a special meeting within 90 days where, through a selection process, the initial governing board will be seated. Omit Article 7, Section 2, Ad Hoc, Section A, Election Committee, in its entirety, as it does not conform to the legal requirements of an ad hoc committee because non-board members may not be on an ad hoc committee. In addition, it is recommended that the election committee should be allowed the flexibility to change any eligibility requirements for participation at the standing rule level instead of by the bylaws. Omit language in Article 8, Section 4, reconsideration, and replace it with the language as written in Dunn's Neighborhood Council Bylaws Template, language of April 2011, under Article 8, Section 4, reconsideration, to comport with the plan. Amend language in paragraph Article 11, grievance process, and replace with the following language: stakeholders shall have the right to express and be heard regarding any grievance involving the board's failure to comply with the board rules, these bylaws, or its failure to comply with the city's charter, the plan, local ordinance, and/or state and federal law. The stakeholder must submit the grievance in writing to the department's website. An ad hoc committee shall consider the grievance. The ad hoc committee shall consist of three board members randomly selected by the vice chair from a list established at the beginning of each year by board members willing to hear grievances. The ad hoc committee's recommendations must be heard by the board. Any grievance not resolved to the satisfaction of the grievant shall be referred to the Los Angeles City's regional grievance panels if and when created. This process is intended to be used only for grievances involving procedural disputes. Authorize the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment to amend the language in Article 13, Amendments, and replace it with language consistent with the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment City Neighborhood Empowerment Council Bylaws Template of April 11. Further, authorize the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment to make any further necessary bylaws changes and amendments so that the bylaws are consistent with the charter, the plan, and the Los Angeles Administrative Code. Therefore, move that the Herman Neighborhood Council's bylaws, as amended, satisfy Los Angeles Administrative Code Section 22.819D and Article 3, Section 2 of the plan, making Herman Neighborhood Council the 97th Neighborhood Council in the City of Los Angeles. Okay, that is the motion. That is the motion. You don't have to. Any further discussion? No further discussion. Mario, would you call the roll, please?
Commissioner Webby?
You vote up or down?
Support.
Yes or no?
Oh. Yes.
Commissioner Sinclair?
Yes.
Commissioner Derek Quiros?
Yes.
Commissioner Atkinson?
Yes.
And Commissioner Schaefer?
I'll vote yes.
The motion carries?
Motion carries. Congratulations. May I say that I wish that there were a process by which all of this could have been hashed out before tonight. I hope perhaps in the future that there will be a process where everybody can be heard before we reach this stage, and everybody will be fully aware and fully informed before any vote is taken on a future subdivision. I'm really hoping that we see an amendment in the ordinance. This is my personal opinion, that we see an amendment in the ordinance for subdivision. I really, really do, because it's very uncomfortable to sit here and have to make this type of decision without having had all of this aired out months ago before this whole process came to a finality. I think the final thing should be the vote, and that's it, after everything else has been hashed out. That's my personal opinion. I want to thank everybody. Thank you for coming. Thank you for giving us the benefit of your opinion. Thank you for giving us all this information that allowed us to make a decision. I know that not everybody's pleased with it. There's never a way to please everyone. Thank you for your time. It really has been helpful. As sore as my backside may be at the present moment. I hope, I really hope that what happens is that you guys talk amongst yourselves and work on something that really helps foster a greater sense of inclusiveness and community amongst everybody, because I think some people really felt excluded in part of this process. Okay? Yeah. We've got to do that. That's real easy. That's real easy. That's not difficult. I wanted to do this now because we had five commissioners. With four, we still have a quorum so that we can do the other bylaws. If Commissioner Sinclair has to leave.
Do I have an opportunity to make a suggestion to them?
To whom? Be my guest. Be my guest. Commissioner Webby.
Okay, Commissioner Webby. I would just like to make a suggestion to the newly certified neighborhood council. I come from Hollywood, and as most of you know, that is considered to be a highly contentious area. When the Hollywood Neighborhood Councils finally became certified, and this was 15 years ago, there was a huge fight over Hollywood Boulevard. Who would get Hollywood Boulevard? And we finally decided we would all get Hollywood Boulevard, right down the middle. Somebody got north, somebody got south, somebody got east, somebody got west, and we all decided whatever happened in planning, because that's the big issue, it's planning. Nobody wants their area overtaken with traffic or buildings or who knows what. So what did we do? We formed our own coalition, planning. Something happens on your side of the street, let us know. It's your side, your neighborhood council. You get the first vote. We're not going to go in and talk against you, but let us know what's going on. And if it impacts us because you're going to get more traffic come in the area or something, maybe we'll go in and support you. But if, you know, you want to put in a 90-story building and it, you know, seems kind of crazy, well, maybe we need to talk about it. Maybe we need to negotiate. So please, this is why my heart's breaking over this. Consider right there, your neighbors. Anyway, there it is. That's my suggestion. Talk.
And thank you all again. Really, really appreciated the input. Okay? I can guarantee I was conflicted all the way up to the final point. So it was really good to get all of that.
The problem is Monterey.
I wish they would have voted.
They didn't know. That's why they didn't vote.
All right. Thank you all. Now for ASNC.
Just afraid they're never.
They're going to get to stay. Those residents are
going to
get to stay.
We had one more finding.
What?
That
no. Now we're going to do that on the next. For the record, who's ever keeping notes, at half past the hour of 9, you've got Commissioner Sinclair left the meeting.
Okay. So now it's two separate.